Hey, we have a very special caller phoning in this morning. Are you there?
Yes, this is Dan Steiner.
Hey, Dan Steiner is with us. Dan is calling us. He is with Preborn, and we want to chat a little bit this morning about the amazing, amazing work that they're doing there at Preborn.
Yes, Dan is the president of Preborn, and Dan, thank you so much for joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Folks have been hearing about our campaign with Preborn, our effort to partner with you and save the lives of 600 babies through the incredible work that you do. Can you tell us just about the purpose of Preborn, how long it's been around, what led this mission to be started?
Great. My pleasure to do that. So our mission is that we lead and equip pregnancy centers across America and in the highest abortion cities and right here in Wisconsin to save little babies from abortion and to lead their mothers to a personal relationship with the King of Heaven, Jesus Christ, who we're celebrating this season.
So
that's what we do. We run pregnancy centers in virtually every state. We have pregnancy clinics that we partner with, giving them ultrasound machines, giving them leadership, underwriting their ultrasound sessions, running them in the highest abortion places in America with compassion. You know, it's one thing to say to a woman, you know, you shouldn't terminate your pregnancy. You know, this is a baby, this is a life. But what are we going to say when she says to us, so then, are you going to pay for my doctor bill? Are you going to find, you know, I don't have any maternity clothes. I don't, you know, have money for diapers or cribs or car seats or baby clothes or any of that. To that, we say on behalf of the WIB listeners and WOGO listeners, yeah, that's what we're here to do, to help you with compassionate help so that you have the ability and you're empowered to choose life. And so we're a compassion ministry. We're not protesting on the issue. We're not legislating on the issue, trying to change the laws here in Wisconsin or anywhere else in the country or nationally, but rather quietly away from the firestorm of rhetoric around this issue, loving women into wise choices and giving them the ability to make those choices.
Wonderful.
So that's what we're about.
So
now,
we're visiting this morning with Dan Steiner from Preborn. Dan, we're going to have you hang out for just a minute, and we want to visit more with you. We're going to get some ads going here, but we're going to come right back and visit more with Dan Steiner.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and the president of Preborn is with us. We continue our conversation with Dan Steiner. Dan, how exactly does Preborn save babies' lives?
Yes, so like a woman walks into one of our centers and we reach them on the internet, on their cell phones, and they come in. We counsel them, connect with them deeply, see what the pressures are, why they're wanting to abort, and then show them their baby on ultrasound and let them hear their baby's heartbeat. And if we do not give them an ultrasound, maybe we'll change their mind 40% of the time. But if they see their baby on ultrasound, hear their own baby's heartbeat, that close encounter of the best kind, it goes to 80%. 80% of the time they'll choose life. And so that's why we want the WWIB listeners, WOGO listeners, to help us underwrite ultrasounds. We're trying to underwrite 113 this week. That's $1,000. Every dime of that is tax deductible. Every dime of that doesn't go to administration to Preborn. It goes to our clinics right here in Wisconsin to help underwrite these ultrasounds. So really, those of you that are listening can be a very tangible solution to young mothers considering terminating their babies' lives through practical, loving, compassionate, Christ-centered truth and giving them an ultrasound underwritten by you today by dialing #250. Our operators are waiting. Say the keyword baby. That'll connect you to Preborn. Make your tax-deductible contribution here at the end of the year, and as you heard on the ad, 100% of every contribution. So if you do $28, it's 56, two ultrasounds. You do five ultrasounds for $140, that's 10 ultrasounds that you've underwritten because we've got this match. And so we're just real excited to be partnering with your listeners and yourself here on the station to save babies right here in our own backyard in Wisconsin.
Dan Steiner, president of Preborn, with us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And before we let you go, Dan, again, those matching funds, incredible. So just $28 literally saves a baby's life, and that is doubled to two babies' lives.
Amen.
Real precious little ones that are saved right here in Wisconsin. We are so grateful to the Lord for how he has moved Preborn to be part of this vital ministry. And I wouldn't want to let you go without letting people know that if there is someone out there that could make a leadership gift,
yeah,
could sponsor an entire ultrasound machine, what is the cost of that? Because maybe there is one person out there that would be moved today to do that.
Yeah, there might be a businessman that's been blessed particularly, or another individual that could underwrite an entire machine. I've got 10 centers waiting for ultrasound machines right now all over the country. $15,000 will underwrite an ultrasound machine. Again, it's all tax deductible. Again, it's the restricted money. We are diligent to make sure 100% of that goes to the machines, which we need 10 of. And so by dialing #250, say keyword baby, and tell our operator that you want to talk to Dan Steiner. I'll talk to you personally about making such an investment. These machines last about 10 years, so week in and month out is showing mothers their own little babies inside them, helping them choose life. It's a magnificent investment for life. And, of course, with each one of these, we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's the leader of Preborn and the leader of WWIB, too. And so it's that's you, and God's given you a particular ability to give maybe a little more than the typical person. Every gift counts so much. It really does. But if you can donate a machine for $15,000, dial #250 and let us know. We'd love to talk to you about it.
Dan, again, we're so excited to be a part of this, both on WIB and WOGO. Karen from Hixton, she just saved five babies' lives with her gifts, which means 10
Amen.
Lives saved. We're right at about the quarter mark of the 600. We're at 147 right now. Can you give us a little attaboy and encourage us to kind of finish the job?
Yeah, I got to say, you know, we had a young woman walk in the other day, and her her boyfriend was telling her that she didn't abort the baby, that she had to get out of the house, and she didn't have anybody. She told our counselor that. Well, we took her back, and she saw her baby on ultrasound, and she began to weep, and she said, "I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know I can't abort this my baby, mm-hmm. But I don't have anybody." And our counselor, Catherine, said, "You do now. You have me. I'll go into the delivery room. We'll be there after the baby's born." And she chose life because somebody underwrote that ultrasound. We were able to provide it to her, a medical service, for free. Somebody donated that machine, and she chose life. And now, you know, we're helping her with housing and there for her. She's in our clinic about once a week. So it's just awesome. What we're doing here is compassionate truth, love and truth. It's like Jesus was commented by the Father. We see him as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And that's what we're doing at Preborn, showing grace and truth to these girls, the truth about their baby, the grace that we're there to help them.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you so much, Dan. We so appreciate you taking the time to connect with us this morning. We encourage our listeners to dial that #250, say the keyword baby. Or you can give securely by clicking on the Preborn banner at WWIB.com. Loving that we're saving lives here at WWIB. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dan, for joining us this morning. We so appreciate your time. You have a great morning.
So, of course, the Tom Hanks movie about Mr. Rogers has been out for a couple weeks. I don't think any of us have seen it.
No, okay. I haven't seen it. I know we've all been wanting to.
But on my personal Facebook page, I posted an article from the Washington Post this morning, Perspective. What happened when I showed vintage Mr. Rogers to my 21st century kids? And the writer of the piece says that a lot of people had felt that Mary Flume Peterson... wrote it here just ahead of Thanksgiving. It said a lot of people had felt, you know, with the movie coming out, oh, yeah, Mr. Rogers wouldn't connect with 21st century kids. And so when the documentary had come out a year or so ago, she had kind of run it by her kids, and she was fully braced for them not to like it and criticize it and say it's too slow and this and that. And she was taken aback. Like, they liked it.
Mm-hmm.
They like it. And they started bringing up other episodes. And one of the things somebody's even shared off my original posting, Chris Lace, said, this is what struck her from the article. Why did they like him? He likes kids, mommy, the little girl said. Aww. Kids know when a grown-up likes them.
Yes. That's so
just
sweet.
The genuineness, you know, well, just his care.
And isn't it amazing? Like, kids just, they just can tell. Mm-hmm. They can totally tell.
I mean, and isn't it interesting? Because I know being maybe more of the introvert of this group, too, it's something that the Lord's been working on me, too, in public places, too. So often you can say just by your face, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to me. Or you can be one of those people that has, you know, an approachable face just by your countenance. And sometimes you don't realize it. But if you're someone who says, no, I'm here, you know, it's like Hillary striking up conversations with people like back at Lynn's at the counter or like in the checkout line. And it, I think kids definitely get that, too. They know when an adult, it doesn't matter what position the adult holds or how wealthy they are or how, you know, their social status. A kid knows when an adult actually cares about them. And Mr. Rogers should be an example to us all, too, because mm-hmm. it didn't matter if he was on camera or off camera. He cared about people.
Mm-hmm. Love him.
I just joined a Mr. Rogers neighborhood Facebook group yesterday. So
did
that's
you
how much
really?
Of a groupie I am. Yeah, I had to like answer that. Some questions. I had to name a fictional character from the show in order to join.
Oh,
I went with King Friday.
So.
I have a shirt that I found that I used to wear in college, and I don't know if it still fits or not, but it had Mr. Rogers, the Daniel Tiger, and Trolley, and all those things too, and it said, "It's good in the hood."
Nice. No, I love the authenticity of Mr. Rogers and the approachability. So, yay.
Kindness. That's kindness. My word for 2020. I've already picked it.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Well, dictionary, the end of the year, we get all sorts of end of the year lists.
Right.
And dictionary, I don't know if it's dictionary.com, but they've come out with the words of the year, right?
They have indeed. And evidently, existential. is the word of the year.
Why?
Okay.
I'm saying, and I haven't seen it yet, but apparently it plays into Toy Story 4 and Forky quite a lot as Forky tries to figure out his own existence. And
Hillary, you saw it.
I did. It's a great movie.
They call him the breakout star.
I don't remember it playing. I mean, it makes sense. I don't remember them using it.
You haven't necessarily come in the last few months talking about existentialism a lot either.
So. Yeah. Ironically, I've talked about it in my personal life a lot, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Interestingly. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. The soiled utensil is convinced his destiny is in the trash until he embraces his purpose as a treasured toy. Of the kindergartner Bonnie.
All right, so I'm not going to try and completely Jesus juke this here, but isn't this, though, what we... Because so many times we try and put our value in our appearance or in what mm-hmm. car we drive or what home we live in, too. And so,
or what our job is,
And think about that. Forky is a spork, right? And so it's like you use him once and throw him away and he's good for nothing. But Bonnie says he has value because he's mine, mm-hmm. not because... He's clean and pristine. Like, he's a soiled utensil that's meant to be thrown away. But Bonnie says, no, you're mine. And because you're mine, that gives you value. That's what God does for us.
And isn't that what our kids do with all kinds of random junk in our homes that we can't get rid of because they're now treasures? And you're right, Caleb. Like, that's us. We're God's junk that he loves.
He don't make no junk,
he
right?
He doesn't. No, absolutely. So existential.
Huh. Not where we thought this was going when we
Not
started.
Not at all where we thought this segment was going to go.
Dictionary's word of the year. Well, how about, sinful and flawed, but loved and welcomed. We are redeemed. We are accepted in Christ.
Wonderful. I love that we have a great word of the year here.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.